Chulin Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah, the Perek really, is a little bit Shaloi B'mkayim. It really should be in Seder Tahiris, because the essence of this Perek really deals with Dinei Tumah V'Tahara. So the connection is not that far-fetched, because we have had Dinim about Tumah V'Tahara in Maseches Chulin, but the most prominent place where Tumah V'Tahara plays is in Perek Dalid, where in the Perek Be'em HaMikasha we're discussing the Gedorim of Chalokim of an animal that become Tomei B'tumas Nevela. They're Chelik of the Shechita. They're not a Chelik of the Shechita. And agav that, Perek Arva Reitiv is really a Hemshech to that. Look at the Rav in his Akdoma to the Perek. He does what he's really quoting as a Taisus. He brings up the last Mishnah Zayin in that Perek, in the fourth Perek before. Talks about a difference between Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevela. He's talking over there about Shulio. Shulio is inside the animal, comes out. It's an embryonic sac. But it's not Roy Lachilo. It's not Roy Lachilo. It's not Metame Tumas Oichlin. It also does not have a din of Nevela because it's not Boso. So the Mishnah says over there, Chishev Aleo, if a person is Mechashev to eat it, so it's Nechshav Ka'oichel, so then Metame Tumas Oichlin, but still not Boso. Avaloi Tumas Nevelos. That's really the end of that distinction between Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevelos. The Mishnah picks it up over here. The Rav brings from Tosfos a whole arichus on why the Mishnah went off for four prokim. It says there was Perek Be'em HaMikasha, Agav Perek HaMikasha, we're talking about over there, the Shechita, Shilya, Ubor. So there's also the Perek of Vlodois, which is Perek Oisav Es Benoi. Oisav Es Benoi is really the flip side of Oisav Es Benoi, but Shechita Shein Ruya, when it does have a din, when it doesn't have a din, is Kisei Adam. Agav Perek Kisei Adam. So we're talking over there, the Mishnah goes off into a mahalach of what's Negev by Chaya, Behema, Oif. So the Mishnah brings Perek Adan Osho, which is Negev, and also Basa B'cholov, which is Negev. And now that we're finished with the halachas of Basa B'cholov, the Mishnah goes back to the halachas of Shechita, and we're going to be mashlim the distinctions that are Negev over here. Legabe Tumas Oichlin, Legabe Tumas Nevelos, and that's what this Perek is going to have. So we start out over here with dinim that are miyuchid legabe Tumas Oichlin. Now Tumas Oichlin is really a subject of two mesechdes, Mesechas Tyrus, of course, which talks about Tumas Pochois Chamurois, Tumas Nevelos and Tumas Oichlin. There's also a special mesechde that comes up over here, and the sugis over here is where the Oilam learns Mesechas Uksin, the very last mesechde in Shas, in the context of the sugis of Perek Arva Reitiv. This is really a place to Tuzachayim Be'iun in the Nyonim of Mesechas Uksin. Here in the Mishnah, let's give a little bit of Akdama. We have Musogim called Yad and Shomer. Shomer and Yad are the primary noisim of Mesechas Uksin. Why? Because the Ukits means like you have on the bottom of an estuary, a stem. What halachas are the miyuchet to the stem of a fruit? So it goes like this. The halacha is that an oichel touches an apple, let's say, you have sitting on the counter, and there's a sheretz. That sheretz is metama. Sheretz is an avatoma. Oichel, by the way, is not mekabel tuma to become an avatoma. It can only become a rishon, which means, practically, that even if a dead body touched a mace, which is metama avi avoyis atoma, if we touch a person, the person would become a rishon letoma. A sheretz is a rishon letoma. A body comes into contact with a pri. The pri does not become a rishon letoma. I'm sorry, it does not become an avatoma, becomes a rishon letoma. The difference between an avatoma and a rishon letoma is gabi what it could be metame. A rishon could only be metame oichel, which is more sensitive to tuma, and not odom ekelim. A person or a kli can never become a sheni. Adam, the Kalim could only become a Rishoin, Mikoyach being Mikabal Tumma from an Avatumma, a person that became Tommy from a Tumma Chamura, or a Zov, or a Nida, or the Sheretz itself could become a Rishon Tumma. That's one halacha that's important. The second halacha that's important in the context of Uktzin is to think about the Sheretz, let's say, on the counter that comes into contact with an apple. A dead Sheretz, by the way, not a live one. A dead sheretz on a counter comes into contact with an apple. What part of the apple does it have to touch to transmit the tumor to the apple? If it touches the stem of the apple, or let's say the stem on the top or the stem on the bottom, that chelik of the apple is not roi l'achila. In some fruits, it's quite significant. Imagine touching the pitim or the ukits of an esrog. It's not roi l'achila, it's a piece of wood. L'chayv, it's not roi l'achila. It does not transmit tumah to the oichel. The same can be true conversely also. If an apple became a rishoin, how would it transmit tumah to another oichel to become a sheni l'tumah? Only if a chelik of the apple, which is roi l'achila, because tumas oichlin is about food. If it's not roi l'achila, it doesn't have tumas oichlin. There's a special halacha called uktzin, which the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, which is that an ukutz of a pri, something which is something that you hold the pri by. Picture the piece that comes out of the top of a pepper. You could pick up the pepper by holding on to that piece. So that is a yad. Yad means it's like a handle to the fruit. And with that, tumah can be transmitted to or from the pri. The to and the from work the same way. A similar halacha, we could ask ourselves, let's switch from an apple to an orange. An apple, the peel is roi l'achila, so it's eichel. The peel of an orange is not roi l'achila. Well, they used to say that a peel of an orange is roi, because people would have, let's say, chocolate-covered orange peels. Today, Mistam, an orange peel is not roi l'achila, nobody eats it. The negay, it's also the negay, if you peel an orange that has kedusha shvius, whether you have to save the peels. But go to any fruit where certainly the peel is not roi l'achila, grapefruit. Pull off the thick skin of a grapefruit, not roi l'achila, it's a klipah. But heyois, it keeps the freshness of the fruit and it keeps the moisture of the fruit inside. It's called a shomer. And that shomer also has the koyach to transmit or be mekabel tumah. It's called that it touches the pri itself because it's mitzuriv to a chelik of the pri. Of course, if you'll peel off the peel of the grapefruit that touched the sheret, the peel itself is not nisha anymore b'tumasoi, because it doesn't have a shame of an oichel b'fne'atzmi. It's only an oichel when it's part of the fruit. As soon as you take it off, it's not. By the way, this idea of something being a handle and because of that transmitting and being mekabel tumah is true by the yad of a kli, a frying pan. The kli itself is the frying pan. The handle with which you hold it when you're moving around the eggs is not the kli itself. But if a sheretz would touch the handle of the kli, al tzedin yad, it would transmit tumah to the kli. That being said, the halachas of yad and shemer would seem to be more or less the same, except there's one important chilik, and for that we have to make another hagdama, which is also very important in this paragraph of Araita. And that is, l'gabi the shiurim of oichel, l'kabel tumah, and to transmit tumah. It's mufurish in Chazal in many places. The Gemara in Zvachim in several places, the Gemara in Psachim Daf Lamed Gimel, we have in the Gemara Chulm Daf Pei Beis, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Tes, in many different places, where the Gemara says that there's a chilik in the Shir. This is all learned out of Psukim. It's Drashas and Teres Kainim in Parsha Shmini, Legabi the Psukim of Kabbalah's Tumah. That an Oichel, which is Roy Lekabal Tumah, is Mekabal Tumah even Bekal Shu. If you have a small piece of apple on a counter, it'll be mekabel tumah. So, Marshall, if that apple belonged to Trumas of Maisus, it's mekabel tumah, now it's chayv sveifa. Even on a mashul. However, an oichel that's nitma is not mitame acherim, does not transmit tumah unless it has a share of a beitza. Lu'umazois, also learned out from drashas, tumas nevelo, of a piece of nevela, of a dead animal, can only be transmitted to something else. It doesn't have to have a beitza, it has to have a sheir kezayis. It's more chomer. What's a major noise by the Rishonim, the Rambam holds of the droshes that we mentioned in Teres Koyanim, is a drosh gemura midaraisa, and the sheir of a mashu legabe kabbalas tumah is the din teira. Lamaisa the bali teisvis, the teisvis. That's only an asmachto and midei raiso. Even legabe kabbalas tumah, there's a sheikh beitza. Rashi, yedua, achrenim talk about a lot, is soisin himself. Seems to be a steer between the Rashi in Psochim and the Rashi in Chulin. The Rishonim that say mufurish, the Rashi was choisin. With this halacha, we'll understand a very big nafkamina between yad and shem. Even though yad and shem, the basic idea is the same. The stem of a fruit and the peel of a fruit, both of them are mekabel tuma and they transmit tuma. However, let's say there's a small piece of apple that became tummy. It was an apple on the counter, a dead sheretz fell onto it, the whole apple became tummy. Now the apple was cut into pieces, there's a small piece of apple, less than a kibetzo. So like we just said, less than a kibetzo will not transmit tumor if it came into contact with something else. What happens if you had less than a kibetzo of the apple, but you had with it a little bit peel or a little bit stem? You had a yad or a shomer. So the halacha is that we say that the shomer is part of the pre. It's not only that it transmits, but it's part of the pre. Kozman that it's still mechubah to the pre. And it's mitzuruf to the shear to be called a kibetzo, that then it'll transmit tumor. Mashenken, a yad, the stem of the pre, that's not the pre. It just has a koyach to be a transmitter to and from of tumor to that dove tome. However, it's not mitzuruf to be called a piece that's the size of a kibetzo. That's a big nafkamina between yad and shomer. Important to point out that the concept of yad and shomer could apply not only by tumas leichem, by a stem of an apple, but even by nevela. You have a piece of bosa nevela, and attached to it is oir. The skin of an animal is not oichel. Or let's say you have an etzem of a behemoth is not mekabel tuma. However, it's enough to be like a yad or a shomer. The oir will be a shomer. The bone will be a yad, that it'll be mitzuruf, it'll be mitame or nitma. However, legabi being mitzaref to the shear of bosa nevela, which has a shear of a kezayis, that not. That's a chiddush dafkin tumas oichlin, that a shomer could be mitzuruf. The oir of a behemoth, of a nevela, will not be mitzuruf to be the shear of kezayis to be mitame dvar macher. So that's the akdama to the Mishnah. And now we're going to read the details. Ha'oir, which is the skin of a behemoth. We're talking about something that was behemoth that's a nevela, or behemoth that was shechted, insofar as how much meat is over here, like Abi Kabbalah's tumah. The skin is mechubah to the basa, and the shayla is, does it become part of the basa? Ha'roitiv, roitiv is the sauce in which it's cooked. So the shayla is, again, whether that's part of the basa. Va'kipo is the tavlinin that are part of the basa. That means like this. Tavlinin are put into the dish that's made of that stew. The tavlinin are not roi la'chila kishala atzmon. The spices. But they do add taste. And memela, the shells, if they're part of the food, l'gabi ashir. Va'olol. Olol is the gid that's in the neck, or in the back, in the chut hashedra, or you have chetichos bosor that are connected when the animal is mufshat, when the skin is taken off its skin, so there are little pieces of bosor that are attached to the or. V'atzomos are the bones, but it's important to point that atzomos kishal atzom is nothing, it's like etzim v'avonim. We're talking about atzomos sheyesh bohem moyach. They have marrow in them. The marrow is something that could be eaten. There's a whole lav by Achilles Korban Pesach of breaking a bone of the korban to suck out the marrow. That means it's roi l'achila. And the shaila is now whether that tzomis is meshach shaychi to be mitzuruf. We are gidin. Gidin are the blood vessels or the arteries that go from place to place in the body. Again, kishalatzim, they're not roi l'achila, but they're mitzuruf to be called the dover haroi l'achila l'gabi kabbalah satoma, which is the same thing we just said. The Gabi Atzomois, really the same idea as the Olol, which is also Chatichas Basa, the Or that's attached to it, with the Chatichas Basa, what's called the Dover that's Mekabel Tumah. And the Kippah, also, we're talking about the Tavlin, which are not Roy Kishala Atzmon Lachila, but now that they're part of the stew, are they Roy Lachila? And the Or and the Roitiv. So Shal is all these things, the Mechubel Basa, the Shaykh, to a stew that is Roy Lachila. How much are they considered basa? Va'karnayim, va'tolfayim. Karnayim are the horns. Some of it is soft, so it's a little bit shy to eat. The horns of an animal are certainly not roi l'achila, but the chalokim that are closer to the head of the behemoth could be softer, and it could be koriv to be roi l'achila. Tolfayim is the hoofs. Hoofs of an animal is also not roi l'achila. Not something you could cook. But the ma'isa, it could be eaten. You could prepare it in a way that it could be roi l'achila. Together with basa, there are dishes that are made with this type of thing. All these cases, mitstarfin, with the oichel, to be considered an Eichel Godel. What's the difference? How much Eichel there is? You need an Eichel anyways. All these things, Kishalatzmam, are not Roy Lachila. They're only Roy Lachila with the Eichel that they're Mechubatu. The Nafkamina is like what we just spoke about in the Psicha, is they're all Mitzarf Letame Tumas Eichlin, Letame Mizacherim, Kishalatzmam, the sheer of being Mekabal Tuma, like we said, is Bemashu. The sheer of being Metamachem is Kibetzis. So the Shal is over here, whether they're Roy Lekabal, whether they're Roy. And they're called a shir of a kibetzel letame acherim. Avaloi tumas nevelois, they're not mitzarif to be called boso legabi tumas nevelos. You'll remember that we spoke out that the din that a shomer lemoshul becomes part of a pri, legabe a shir kibetzel letame acherim, that's true. But legabi a nevelo, the chelik that's attached to the boso as a shomer will not be mitzur if you need a kibetzel of boso itself. Or in the case of Nevela, you need a kezayis itself to transmit tumah l'acherim. And that's what, one example of that is the Mishnah saying over here, that all these things are mitzurofim. We call that the din of a shomer, legabe tumah seichel, avalo l'tumas nevelos. Ki yotzeba, a similar halacha. The similarity is going to be something which is not called bosor. The same with the tziruf of kol hatziruf hanal. They're not bosor, but they do have a din of eichel. Over here, so we're going to have something which was defined as Eichel, was turned into Eichel, even though it's not quite Bosor, and Mamela has Tumas Eichel and not Tumas Nevelos. Interesting case. We've had before in the second parak and more, we have the Din of Mefachesis, where a behemoth that's about to die, not a trefa, a behemoth that's about to die, whatever it is, of pneumonia, of a cold, of a heart attack, and somebody wants to shecht it, he's Moitziyatu Midei Nevelo, because since the behemoth is kosher, so the behemoth could be shechted, and it could be eaten. You save a behemoth from turning into a shtik nevela. What would be if a yid would shecht such a behemoth? So the halach is it's boser shchuto, and a yid could eat from it. However, a goy would not be able to eat from it because since there's no mitzvah of shchita legabe a goy, so lechoira the shame shchuta is not chal legabe the goy, so the animal's still alive. So the Gemara says in Svara ostensibly such a behemoth that's mefacheses should be also to rip off a piece for a goy. It should be mutter for a yid and also for a goy. For a yid, because it's shchuta. But by a goy, all there is a shame of evim and achad. The chaloy shem shchita is meaningless. It's either from a live animal or a dead animal. Lamaisa was alive. The Gemara Lamaisa comes out in Daf Lamed Gimel, a klal, which the place can use in other places. Ein l'chadovish amutal yisrov also leben noyach. If the shame chaloy shchut was chal legabe Yisrael, it has to be matter and moitzi mi isa evim and achai even klape goy. That being said, it's only when the behemoth has a chaloy shchut that would be matter li Yisrael. What about a behemoth tmeo? There's a horse that's about to die, and a yid leaned over and did a maisa shchut. A maisa shchut on a horse, of course, is meaningless. So memela, there is no shame shchut. The behemoth is a mefarcheses. If it's a mefarcheses, the halach is that it has isa evim and achai. Ha'omnom. Since the behemoth was l'maisa killed for its meat, it's a mefacheses, and somebody leaned over and slaughtered it, shechted it. We call it slaughter because the shkuta is not a shem shkuta. But the animal was turned into something that's miyuid to be meat. It has a shem oichel. If it has a shem oichel, the halach is mitame tumas oichlin, avaloi tumas nevelos. It's a live animal. However, it's oichel, it's meat. It's meat, but it's alive. The Rav speaks out why the Mishnah spares Hashoichet Behemoth Tmei Lenochri. No Shchitel Gabi Goy. We're talking about only Yisrael took a kosher knife and he shechted the horse. It's, of course, it's meaningless, but since he did it that way, so he's turning it into Oichel. A Goy that would shecht an animal, there's no Musik of Shchitel Gabi Goy. So that's not even called Mashve Uchlo. It's not even turning it into something which is food. So it doesn't have Tumas Oichel either. Lamaisa, the Mishnah fears, oh, is that when does it turn into Nevela? Acha Tomus, until the animal's dead. That means it stops convulsing. It's not a Mefaches anymore. Oh, yeah, Acha Yatis is Reisha, until the head is cut off. Even if the Guf HaBehem is still shaking with this Nafshius of Mefacheses, if the head is cut off, the animal is considered dead, completely dead. And Mamela then it turns into a Nevela. We have here a klal that it's easier to be defined as oichel than as bosor, as nevelo. two cases we just said, a shomer and this case of a shachar behemah tmeya. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah adds one nekuda of a derech lekes on one prat. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ha'olul hamachunos, the small pieces of meat, we said there's two cases of olul. One of them is veins that are in the neck or in the back. The other one is pieces of basar that are mechubet to the or, which would become bottle. They themselves could be basar together with the or that's been served to them. But the olul hamachunos, says Rabbi Yehuda, little pieces that are stuck to the skin, and they could be put together in one big piece. Even though it's attached to the skin, but since they're b'mokem echod, so we look at them as one shtick flesh, despite the fact that they're still attached to the skin. And then memel it's mekabel tumas nevelo v'chayoven olav. Chayoven olav would mean there would be chay malchus on it. The Tanakhama seemingly holds that since it's attached to the skin, so memel it's not called bosa proper, and it can never be defined as nevelo. That's l'chayra what he's saying.